Okay, we're gonna go ahead and get started. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 is, and what grades are you in, Arden? Seven. Good morning. How did the, do you have like kindergarten, first grade, second grade, those divisions, or do you have?
So we have K through 5 together.
Okay.
6 through 8 together, although we only have 7 graders. And then high school. So this is the K through 5 group, we've got kindergarten, first, third, fourth, and seventh.
And seventh. But you were seven. Okay.
And then our high school kids are coming at 9:30.
Okay. Okay, I'm gonna start with something that we're gonna need to stand up for. It's a really good way to get moving in the morning, okay? So if you stand up, you'll leave your hands free, or sit down and have your hands free. This was taught to me by a 6-year-old girl who learned it on what, a lot of times you have like educational ships, like the Bellona, it's not the Bellona anymore, but the Zodiac in Bellingham. And there's a couple of others that cruise around Puget Sound up by Seattle. And then school kids come on board and get to do all kinds of science experiments and have music. So this was taught to a group of children and taught by a scientist who was British, so that's why the accent is the way it is, because the way that this Emma learned it was with a British accent. And the other thing you need to know if you don't know already, Okole. Can you say Okole?
Okole.
Does anybody know what Okole means? It's a Hawaiian word. It means rear end. But, okay, so when I say Okole, I mean your butt. Okay. So the other thing, the refrain, it, when I say something, like I'm going to start with rust together, and you're going to do the same thing. Rust together. And then we're going to go 3 jellyfish and 1 jelly. A jellyfish, a jellyfish, a jellyfish, a jelly. Okay, so 3 jellyfishes and 1 jelly. Okay? Okay. Rust together.
Rust together.
A jellyfish, a jellyfish, a jellyfish, a jelly. Rust together.
Rust together.
Elbows together.
Elbows together.
A jellyfish,
a jellyfish, a jellyfish, a jelly.
Rust together.
Rust together.
Elbows together.
Elbows together.
Knees bent.
Knees bent.
A jellyfish,
a jellyfish, a jellyfish, a jelly.
Wrist
together.
Elbows together.
Elbows together.
Knees bent.
Knees bent.
Okole's out.
Okole's out. A jellyfish, a jellyfish, a jellyfish, a jelly.
Wrist together.
Wrist together.
Elbows together.
Elbows together.
Knees bent.
Knees bent.
Okole's out.
Okole's out.
Chin up.
Chin up.
A jellyfish,
a jellyfish, a jellyfish, a jelly.
Wrist together.
Wrist together.
Elbows together.
Elbows together.
Knees bent.
Knees bent.
Okole's out.
Okole's out.
Chin up.
Chin up.
Tongue out.
Tongue up.
A belly, a belly, a belly, a belly. Yes, excellent. I bet you guys have heard this song. I am a pizza. Oh. I taught in a school that was dual language, so most of the songs we had English and Spanish. We'll do the English one for this one. This is also a call and response. So when I sing, I am a pizza, you're gonna sing, I am a pizza, with extra cheese,
with extra cheese,
from tomatoes,
from tomatoes,
sauce is squeezed,
sauce is squeezed,
onions and mushrooms,
onions and mushrooms,
oregano,
oregano.
And then we all sing, I am a pizza, ready to go.
I am a pizza, ready to go.
I am a pizza.
I am a pizza.
Pepperoni.
Pepperoni.
No anchovies.
No anchovies.
Or phony baloney.
Or phony baloney.
I am a pizza.
I am a pizza.
Order my phone.
Order my phone.
I am a pizza. please take me home.
I am a Lisa, please take me home.
I am a pizza,
I am a pizza.
Peppers on top,
peppers on top.
Out of the oven,
out of the oven.
And into a box,
and into a box.
Into the car, and
into the car.
And upside down,
upside down.
I am a pizza dropped on the ground.
I am a pizza dropped on the ground.
I was a pizza,
I was a pizza.
I was the best,
I was the best.
I was a pizza, now I'm a mess.
I was a pizza, now I'm a mess.
Do you guys do a lot of singing in school? Some singing?
We have music class once a week.
Okay.
And in fact, Elizabeth, who just went out with Lane, is a K through 12 certified music teacher and comes and leads our music class.
Oh, great. Okay. That's wonderful. Cool.
Yeah. Can we do it?
Yeah.
Okay. This is called Jenny Jenkins. So I'll need your help on this one. This is an old American folk song. Will you wear red, my dear, oh my dear, oh, will you wear red, Jenny Jenkins? No, I won't wear red, that's the color of my head. God, find me a ring, doodle 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 doo. Oh, Jenny Jenkins, roll. I actually used to have red hair way back when, it's a long time ago, though.
Sink.
Cool. I was going to say it'll make me stink, but I like sinks much more.
great.
Okay. There's this great song called There's a Bear on the School Bus. And the fun part is then you get to make an animal or something in a place where they would not normally be. Like I remember, I taught second grade for years and years, and my second graders had fun matching the beginning sounds. Like somebody came up with a cougar in Costco.
Oh.
So just you know, but you don't need to do that.
I know Costco.
You do? Do you know a cougar? Not yet. Okay, so it goes like this.
Yeah, I saw a cougar at the zoo.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
With my besta and papa.
Cool. There's a bear on the school bus. And it says, I can't believe they let her in. I'm saying her in because I'm a girl. And if you're a guy, you can say they let him in. That way we kind of switch back and forth. So there's a bear on the school bus. I can't believe they let her in. A bear on the school bus sitting with a silly grin. Give me a break. The bear's too much to take. Oh, that bear drives me crazy. So let's try that. And then we'll start with thinking about some animals and places that would be really weird to put them in. Okay, there's a bear on the school bus. I can't believe they let her in. A bear on the school bus sitting with a silly grin. Give me a break. That bear's too much to take. Oh, that bear drives me crazy. So we just got an idea for an animal and a place. Yes?
A hair in your hair.
In your hair?
Oh, like a rabbit hair in your hair. Oh, that's a great image. I think the hair would be too big for your hair, don't you think so? There might be some people who could kind of have it folded over.
That's all right. Yeah.
There's a hair in your hair, and hair in his hair. I can't believe that they're in him. I'm there in his hair, sitting with a silly grin. Give me a break. That hair is too much to take. Oh, that hair drives me crazy. Anybody else?
Not a mouse in my house.
Oh, that's definitely not the place you want that mouse.
No.
There's a mouse in his house. I can't believe they let him in. A mouse in his house, sitting with a silly grin. Give me a break. That mouse too much to take. Oh, that mouse drives me crazy. What is it? No, the cats don't like to be in cars, do they?
Cat!
They do not. There's a cat in his car. I can't believe they let him in. A cat in his car, sitting with a silly grin. Give me a break. The cat's too much to take. Oh, that cat drives me crazy.
A walrus in the church.
Oh, my goodness. I don't think one would even fit in here. There's a walrus in her church. I can't believe it, Erin. A walrus in her church, sitting with a silly grin. Give me a break. The walrus is too much to take. Oh, that walrus drives me crazy.
Deer in the dishwasher.
There's a deer in the dishwasher. Can't believe it, Erin. A deer in his dishwasher, sitting with a silly grin. Give me a break. That deer is too much to take. Oh, that deer drives me crazy.
But it'll be clean, I guess.
A moose in the caboose.
A moose in the caboose. There's a moose in the caboose. I can't believe they let her in. A moose in the caboose, sitting with a silly grin. Give me a break. The moose is too much to take. Oh, that moose drives me crazy.
How about hikies on the balcony?
There, hikies on the balcony. I can't believe they let it in. Hikies on the balcony, sitting with a silly grin. Give me a break. The hike's too much to take. Oh, that hikies would drive me crazy. Thank you. fun one. Kind of called songs like that, zipper songs, where you can just zip something new at each time, and then you can make up your own stuff.
Oh, okay. It's really fun to make, come up with your own kind of instruments. People figured this out a long time ago. If you put a couple of spoons back to back, kind of put your pointer finger in between, wrap your other fingers around it, put your thumb here, you have a nice little musical instrument. So we're going to sing a song. Again, I need your help on this one. Yeah, these are slipping around. There was a man named in the moonlit, in the moonlit, in the moonlit. There was a man named in the moonlit, his name was Satan Drum. And he was these aren't really ladles, but a ladle was like a big spoon.
Well, it was any plate on it.
Like any plate? Maybe he did. I don't know. Mike,
what's his name?
Aiken Drum. A-I-K-E-N. Drum. D-R-U-M. Aiken Drum. And you know, when I've done this in schools, it's fun to have the kids then draw their own Aiken drums and figure out what would his head be made of? What would his body be made of? So we'll get some ideas here. And his body was a
potato.
Potato, potato, potato. His body was a potato and his name was Aiken Drum. And he played upon a ladle, a ladle, a ladle. Played on a ladle and his name was Aiken Drum.
And his arms were made of
carrots.
Carrots.
Carrots. Carrots. Carrots. His arms made of carrots and his name was Aiken Drum. And he played upon a ladle, a ladle, a ladle. Played upon a ladle and his name was Aiken Drum.
And his legs were made of
ice cream.
What?
His hand is up. What is it?
Chocolate-covered pretzels.
Legs made of chocolate pretzels, chocolate pretzels, chocolate pretzels. Legs were made of chocolate pretzels, and his name was Aiken Drum. And he played upon a ladle, a ladle, a ladle. He played upon a ladle, and his name was Aiken Drum.
And his feet were made of
pickles.
Pickles!
And his feet were made of pickles, pickles, pickles. His feet were made of pickles, and his name was Aiken Drum. And he played upon a ladle, a ladle, a ladle. He played upon a ladle, and his name was Aiken Drum.
And his toes were made of
anchovies.
What?
Anchovies.
Anchovies. Wow.
Anchovies.
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 Anchovies. Anchovies. His toes were made of anchovies, anchovies, anchovies. His toes were made of anchovies, and his name was Aiken Drum. And he played upon a ladle, a ladle, a ladle. And played upon a ladle, and his name was Aiken Drum.
And his eyes were made of
peanuts.
Peanuts, a peanuts, a peanuts. His eyes were made of peanuts, and his name was Aiken Drum.
What was his nose made of?
Mushrooms.
Somebody have an idea.
A mushroom cookie.
A what?
A mushroom cookie.
A mushroom cookie.
Mushroom cookie.
A mushroom cookie.
And his nose was made of mushroom cookie, a mushroom cookie, a mushroom cookie. His nose was made of mushroom cookie, and his name was Aiken Drum.
And his nose was made
of mushroom cookie, a mushroom cookie, a mushroom cookie. And played upon a ladle, and his name was Aiken Drum.
Fingers? His mouth was
fun. That's kind of fun because if you know nursery rhymes like Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. You ever heard that before? Jack fell down and broke his crown. I worked a lot with kids who were Hispanic and didn't have that in their culture. So this was a good way to introduce them to the nursery rhymes, but also have kind of fun with it. It's called Throw It Out the Window.
I was right!
You remember that one? Oh, good. Now, what's the closest river here? Is it the Columbia?
Closest river is
River Creek. Okay, that's right. That is a creep, but that's a good one. That's a really good one. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to sing about one nursery rhyme at a time, and then we're going to throw it in a creek, in Railroad Creek. So it goes like this. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men just threw him out the window. The window, the second story window. All the king's horses and all the king's men just throw him out the window. Oh, that's right.
You're just
going to
sit?
And then we'll do it in the river from now on.
That's the first way I learned it was out the window, but we'll throw in the river from now on.
Okay. Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. Jack fell down and broke his crown, and he threw it in the river, the river. The Railroad Creek River. Jack fell down, he broke his crown, and he threw it in the river. Yes, do you know where's
the river? Like, broke his crown, he like hurt his head, like.
It doesn't make a lot of sense, does it?
Like his crown, like.
His, I know he's gonna have to throw his head in the river then.
Unless he was a little king and he wore a crown.
Yeah,
let's do that. Then why would we be getting bothered?
You know, we don't want to question these things too much. Old Mother Hubbard, Old Mother Hubbard, she lived in a cupboard, in a bone. But when she got there, the cupboard was bare, so she threw it in the river, the river. The Railroad Creek River. But when she got there, the cupboard was bare. She threw it in the river. Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep and doesn't know where to find them. Leave them alone and they'll come home, and she'll throw them in the river. The river. The Railroad Creek River. Leave them alone and they'll come home, and she'll throw them in. Miss Muffet, she sat on a tuffet, eating her curds and whey. Along came a spider and sat down beside her, and she threw her in the river. The river,
strong spider.
The Railroad Creek River. Along came a spider and sat down beside her, and threw her in the river.
I know one.
What?
Can I do a song?
Yes, please.
Okay, this one takes, you have to make faces. Alright, so I'm in. Boom went the little green frog one day.
Boom went the little green frog. Boom went the little green frog one day. And his eyes went boom.
Can you hold that? I bet you can. Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah.
Boom went the little green frog one day. Boom went the little green frog. Boom went the little green frog one day, and his eyes went blah, blah, boom.
That's great.
Want to do it again?
It's very hard to get your eyes to stay open when you stick out your tongue. I haven't. Frog's eyes bulge out and their tongues go out at the same time, and I can't do that very well. So you have to do it with me. All right.
Boom went the little green frog one day. Boom went the little green frog. Boom went the little green frog one day, and his eyes went blah, blah, boom.
You ever done Michael Finnegan?
Oh yeah.
Oh, did you know?
Yeah.
Do it.
The only one I know is there once was a man named Michael Finnegan. He grew whiskers on his chin again. They grew out and then grew in again. Poor old Michael Finnegan again. And you sing it faster and faster every time. It explodes.
I'm just saying it slow the first time.
Yeah, I want to start there.
Do you know the words?
Yes.
No. Okay, let's go. There once was a man named Michael Finnegan. He had whiskers on his chin again. They grew out and they grew in again. Poor old Michael Finnegan, begin again. There once was a man named Michael Finnegan. He had whiskers on his chin again. They grew out and they grew in again. Poor old Michael Finnegan, begin again.
Listen to the talk where the little bird is singing.
singing in the nighttime, singing in the day. The duck quacks down on his grave. The possum ain't got much to say. And the porcupine talks to himself.
Sing that for me. Okay, so let's just get John Jacob. Got it? John Jacob. Now the next part is Jingleheimer Schmidt. Jingleheimer Schmidt. Okay, so now John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt. That's my name too. That's my name too. Whenever I go out, the people always shout, there goes John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt. Da 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 da. Now the rules in this song are we sing all the whole thing the same volume, but as we go on, we start singing the da-da-da-da-da's louder, and we sing the rest of the song softer, okay? So let's try that. We'll start a little slower and we'll pick up the speed, but we won't do that crazy thing. Okay, so. John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt, that's my name too. Whenever I go out, the people always shout, there goes John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt. Da 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 da. John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt, that's my name too. Whenever I go out, the people always shout, there goes John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt. Da 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 da.
Version. It's called Tutita. So if you'd stand up or sit down, get your hands free. It goes like this. A tutita, a tutita, a tutita ta. A tutita, a tutita, a tutita ta. Pulgares arriba. Pulgares arriba. That's thumbs. A tutita, a tutita, a tutita ta. A tutita, a tutita, a tutita ta. Codos atrás.
Codos atrás.
Pulgares arriba.
Pulgares arriba.
A tutita, a tutita, a tutita ta. A tutita, a tutita, a tutita ta. Pulgares arriba.
Pulgares arriba.
Codos atrás.
Codos atrás.
Rodillas juntas.
Rodillas juntas.
knees together. A tootie ta, a tootie ta, a tootie ta ta. A tootie ta, a tootie ta, a tootie ta ta. Fugares arriba.
Fugares arriba.
Codos atrás.
Codos atrás.
Rodillas juntas.
Rodillas juntas.
Pies aparte.
Pies aparte.
A tootie ta, a tootie ta, a tootie ta ta. Pulgares arriba.
Pulgares arriba.
Codos atrás.
Codos atrás.
Rodillas juntas.
Rodillas juntas.
Pies aparte.
Pies aparte.
Cadera afuera.
Cadera afuera.
Atutita, atutita, atutita. Pulgares arriba.
Pulgares arriba.
Codos atrás.
Codos atrás.
Rodillas juntas.
Rodillas juntas.
Pies aparte.
Pies aparte.
Cadera arriba.
Cadera arriba.
Lengua afuera.
Lengua afuera. Adúltita, adúltita, adúltita.
Thank you, guys. It's coming over. So this is just the youngest ones are going to transition out, and then middle school and higher kind of stay.
Okay.
And adults can stay. All right, so if you want to move in just a little bit, there's a musical group that's certainly one of our favorites. It's Peter and Lou Berryman. Fabulous songwriters, write some of the funniest songs I've ever heard. And this was probably their first song that I really loved. It's called A Chat With Your Mother. And you'll see what I
would never have prepared the song to play in the village, but
that's why we're having a transition.
Oh, the pirates with their fetid galleons, navvers in their skivvies, with infected tattooed fingers round a blunderbuss or two. Signs of scurvy in their eyes, as only mermaids on their minds. It's from them I would expect to hear the F word, not from you. Oh, it's F-word this and F-word that. I can't control how you young people talk to one another, but I don't want to hear you use the F-word with your mother. There are lumberjacks from Kodiak vacationing in Anchorage, enchanted with their pine tar soap and caribou shampoo. With 7 weeks of back pay in their aromatic woolens, it's them and I would expect to hear the F word, not from you. Oh, we sit down to have a chat. It's F word this and F word that. I can't control how you young people talk to one another, but
survivalist with Gucci bandoleros, taking shabby khaki walkie-talkies to their rendezvous, trading all the latest armor-piercing ammo information. It's from them I would expect to hear the F word, not from you. We sit down to have a chat. It's F word this and F word that. I can't control how you young people talk to one another, but I don't want to hear you use that F word with your mother. There are jocks who think that God himself is drooling in the bleachers in a cold November downpour with a belly full of brew, whose entire grasp of heaven has a lot to do with football. It's from them I would expect to hear the F word, not from you. We sit down to have a chat. It's F word this and F word that. How you young people talk to one another, but I don't want to hear you use the F word with your mother. There's unsavory musicians with their filthy pinko lyrics who destroy the social fabric and enjoy it when they do. With their groupies and addictions and their poor heart broken parents, it's from them I would expect to hear the F word, not from you. We sit down to have a chat. It's F word this and F word that. I can't control how you young people talk to one another, but I don't want to hear you use that F word with your mother.
I was thinking about the Golden Fan. It's such a long song, though. I'm going to do a song that was written back in the 1700s, I think. And I always heard it, but I didn't know the historical significance of it. And it's called Follow the Drinking Gourd. And so the Drinking Gourd is a constellation in the sky. And do you know what's special about, you know, gourd being like a ladle? You know, it's a huge spoon, and often it would be like at a well where there was water, so you could scoop water out of it. So it's a really long handle, and then there's some kind of a cup. So you know the Big Dipper in the sky, the drinking gourd? Okay, so the outside part of the ladle, the two stars point up to something very significant. And do you know what that is? That's the North Star. So the thing that's so significant about the North Star is that it's above, directly above the North Pole, so that it does not move as the constellations move around at night. You know, different times of night, they'll be in different places. The North Star stays in one place. This is really essential if you're trying to find your way. So as we know, our country had slaves that they brought from Africa for a couple hundred years. And there was a group of people, a lot of white people and a lot of black people, who worked together to sneak them out of the states where it was legal to have them, and where they basically were used for free labor. That's what they were used for. So for working in cotton fields and working in just on farms, cheap tobacco, yeah. Sugar cane. And so there's a wonderful book called Follow the Drinking Gourd. In it talks about a man named Peg Leg Joe. And I don't know if this was the right person or not, but if it was the right name, but there was a man who had a peg leg who would go around to different plantations in the South and work there. Just say, oh, I need some extra work. And they'd give him extra work, and he'd work all day. And then at nighttime, he would sneak around behind where the slaves were, the people who were, and of course, the slave is a person who is kept without pay and not allowed to leave at all. And he would teach them the song. So the song just sounds like a spiritual. I mean, it really does. It's a really beautiful song. It sounds like, you know, waiting for heaven to go to God. But it has another meaning. It has a double meaning. And that was, if you follow the words in the song, at the time of the year it talks about especially,
you can get to north and to freedom. So the words are, when the sun comes back and the first quail calls, so that means spring, follow the drinking gourd. Follow the drinking gourd means looking up at that north star and heading in the nighttime toward that. For the old man is awaiting for to carry you to freedom. So when plantation owners heard them singing it, they thought that they were talking about the old man in the sky, the great God. And so they just didn't pay any attention to this. But these people who were going around teaching the song were giving a map to get out to freedom. The old man is waiting to carry you to freedom because they had hidden boats along the Ohio River. And they would go across and there'd be people on the other side waiting for them. And this was not by set up times. People just had to be aware all the time that people would be coming across. So I'm going to sing that one. When the sun comes up and the first quail calls, follow the drinking gourd. For the old man is a-waiting for to carry you to freedom if you follow the drinking gourd. Follow the drinking gourd. Follow the drinking gourd. For the old man is a-waiting for to carry you to freedom if you follow the drinking gourd. And the second verse talks about the riverbank will make a mighty good road. It's easy to follow rivers. The dead trees will show you the way. What they would do is they would go ahead of time and mark dead trees along the riverbank with a left footprint on the side of the tree and around like a hole, because this guy had a peg leg for his right leg. So he had left foot, peg foot. So what they were looking for in the trees was a left foot and a peg foot to lead them to freedom, to safety. The river bank makes a mighty good road. The dead trees will show you the way. Left foot, peg foot, traveling on. Follow the drinking gourd. Went on for a long time. It was mostly toward the end when we were getting toward the Civil War, when the war was fought to do away with that practice of slavery. But I find it really interesting that a song could be used sung and shared, but it was a map. And the other thing that I found out in doing research about this, not everybody does songs, right? People have gifts in different ways. Some of the women would make quilts. And they're called freedom quilts. And what they would do is like they would hear stories about people who had tried to escape but been caught. But they'd been caught by that, well, if you go about, you know, so you go past that red farm and then there's a pond over there and then there's a big cornfield. And then there's this yellow house. I got caught there. Okay, so there'd be a quilt and they would show those things on the quilt and gradually begin to build where things were and then have a river on the quilt and then an X would mark the spot of the boat. And that's all true stuff. And when I finally realized that was true, that was a huge opening of awareness for me of that historical importance of creative things that can really help out.
Was the peg leg guy, what race was he?
He was white. Okay. They didn't know his name. They named him Peg Leg Joe in the book. But yeah, so white and black people worked together to.
Do you know if anyone's gone back to find those trees?
Well, that's a really good question. I don't know that. Yeah, I wonder if they... carve with a knife, carve the outline of a left foot and then a hole.
Okay.
Yeah. And so with that and looking up at the, you know, oh, there's the Big Dipper, okay, or there's the outside, okay, there's the North Star, we need to go this way now. Not that, the river's leading the wrong way there. Here's the tree, we just came to it, go this way. Yeah. And of course, under, you know, the shadow of night was the best time to travel because people couldn't be seen. Anyway, that's a long question.
Yeah.
It's a great story. It's a real story. It's a true story. It's a story of human perseverance and courage. Pretty amazing.
We've got time for about one more song.
Oh, anybody has a song that hasn't been sung? I was going to ask them if they had a topic, maybe, that they would like to hear a song about. I've got amongst us, we could come up with it.
I think Laura's got
one. All right, I'll
this is a great Ziggy Marley song. I thought about it the other day when we were trying to think of a song for our scramble, dance scramble.
We've got to give a little love, have a little hope, make this world a little better. Oh. Living in this crazy world, so caught up in the confusion, nothing is making sense for me and you. Maybe we can find a way, try to understand each other, make it bright. What do we do? We've got to give a little love, have a little hope, make this world a little better. Try a little more, harder than before, let's do what we can do together. Oh, we can really make it better, yes. Oh, na na na, only if we try. Got the worries on our minds, got the troubles on our shoulders. Sometimes it seems so much, what we go through. Maybe if we take the time to understand each other, we can learn to make it right. What do we do? We've got to give a little love, have a little hope, make this world a little better. Try a little more, harder than before, let's do what we can do together. Oh,
that was a song that was sung by Ziggy Marley, by the way.
It was?
Oh, this one.
That one. I thought I was
I didn't think Ziggy ever did.
Yeah.
That's a good one, though.
Mm-hmm. You need the words?
This is Rosalie Sorrells. Wrote the song, and she was the mother of how many kids? Six, seven, I think. Seven.
Too many.
And she got really tired of the kids telling on each other. Really, really tired. So she wrote this song.
It's a true story too. All the words you hear are true. That's what I heard.
I'm gonna holler and I'm gonna yell and I'll get you in trouble for everything you do. I'm gonna tell on you. Let's try the chorus.
I'm gonna holler and I'm gonna yell and I'll get you in
And those of you who can come back, we'll sing some more songs at 11.